This is Akashvani, the news read by Subhadra Ramachandran. The Union Cabinet has approved the Small Hydropower Development Scheme for the period 2026-27 to 2030-31 with an outlay of more than 2,584 crore for the installation of small hydropower SHP projects of an approximate capacity of 1,500 megawatts. Mr. Vaishnav said that the scheme will also incentivize the states to prepare the detailed project report for about 200 projects to create a pipeline of small hydro projects in the future. Union Cabinet also approved Bharat Audhyogik Vikas Yojana Bhavya to develop 100 plug-and-play industrial parks with an allocation of 33,660 crore rupees. In a significant step towards strengthening farmer welfare and advancing the vision of Atmanirbhar Bharat, the Cabinet approved MSP funding of over 1,718 crore rupees to the Cotton Corporation of India for the cotton season 2023-24. Moreover, the Cabinet also approved the construction of over 101 kilometer long four-lane access-controlled National Highway 927 from Barabanki to Bharaich in Uttar Pradesh at a cost of more than 6,969 crore rupees. The government has notified the amendment of National Highways Fee Rules 2026 to strengthen toll compliance on national highways. These rules will further enhance transparency in toll operations, boost investor confidence, and provide legal and financial safeguards. We have a report.
The National Highways Fee, Determination of Rates and Collection, Second Amendment Rules 2026 will provide a structured recovery mechanism in cases of unpaid user fee. It has been introduced to strengthen digital enforcement of toll collection and to ensure efficient and transparent realization of user fee on national highways. The mechanism also includes a technology-driven electronic notice system wherein electronic notices will be issued to registered vehicle owners specifying vehicle details, date, location of passage, and the amount payable. These notices will be served through SMS, email, mobile-based applications, or other electronic means and will also be made available on a designated online portal. Rishu Jaiswal, Akashvani News, Delhi.
Tensions across West Asia rose sharply as facilities linked to the world's largest natural gas field in Iran came under a coordinated US-Israeli strike. Iranian state media reported that gas processing plants and petrochemical installations in the Asaliyeh Special Economic Energy Zone were targeted, disrupting key phases of the South Pars field and halting production. Fires were reported but later contained and no casualties were immediately confirmed. The strike marks the first direct Israeli attack on Iran's upstream energy infrastructure since the conflict began on February 28. Qatar's Ras Laffan industrial city came under Iranian missile attacks yesterday, which escalated the diplomatic tension between the two countries. Qatar Energy, which is a country's state-owned petroleum company, said in a statement that emergency response teams were deployed immediately to contain the resulting fires as extensive damage has been caused. Meanwhile, Qatar's foreign ministry has ordered Iranian diplomats, military and security attaches, along with their staff, to leave the country. It said in an official note that Qatar considers both the military attache and the security attache at the embassy, in addition to the staff of the two attache offices, persona non grata, and request that they leave the country within a maximum period of 24 hours. The vibrant festival of Chaitra Navratri has begun today, with devotees across the country celebrating the 9 auspicious days with great zeal and devotion. The 9-day festival commenced with the offering of morning aarti at temples, including in the national capital, where large number of devotees gathered to seek blessings. Chaitra Navratri holds special significance as it coincides with the onset of spring and the beginning of Hindu New Year, symbolizing spiritual purification and new beginnings, which is celebrated in various forms across the country. Ishan Kishan will lead Sunrisers Hyderabad for the opening few matches of Indian Premier League 2026, stepping in for Pat Cummins, who is yet to fully recover from a back injury. Abhishek Sharma will serve as Kishan's deputy during the period. And that is the end of this news bulletin.